59 passengers and crew aboard American Airlines Flight 77 and 125 military and civilian workers inside the Pentagon were killed when terrorists flew the plane into the building outside Washington, D.C. on September 11, 2001. U.S. officials and family members of many of the dead gathered at the Pentagon to observe the formal start of work on a memorial. Lisa Dolan lost her husband, Navy Captain Bob Dolan.
It is a bittersweet day, but it's a wonderful day. We are finally beginning the memorial that will help us remember the 184 victims here at the Pentagon. And it's not just for us, the family members, it's for the world.
Memorial Fund President James Lachak, whose brother died in the attack, opened the ceremonies on the southwest side of the Pentagon, a few meters from the crash site.
Today is a day to cherish what we have accomplished so far. Today marks a positive outcome from a tragic day.
The Pentagon Memorial Park will have 184 steel benches projected over individual reflecting pools, sheltered by dozens of maple trees. The benches will be arranged in a timeline from the youngest victim to the oldest, each inscribed with the name of one of the dead. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
It will not be long before a new monument stands on this side of the Potomac. The monument to the 184 who died so close to this spot. They had different lives and different dreams, and they shared a tragic destiny.
The memorial was designed by architects Keith Caseman and Julie Beckman.
Well, we were looking to create a place that's beyond your everyone's daily regime, a place that's like no other, because September 11th was an unimaginable day, and so we wanted to create a place that, although it's sorrowful, but it invites interpretation. It allows visitors to come and really contemplate the events of September 11th to remember those who were lost here.
Tom Heidenberger, who lost his wife Michelle that day, says he will be among them.
It'll be a place to not so much remember and rehash the ugliness of the day, but it'll be a place to remember those that perished, reflect, so to speak, on their life and why the memorial is there. At the same time, what a memorial does, it pays honor and tribute to an individual, an event, or a day.
Organizers say they have raised nearly half of the $22 million needed for construction of the memorial. It is expected to be completed in September 2008. Marilyn Weaver, VOA News.